CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. It's located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Possible traffic for the net tonight, please call KO4NUE. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. Let's go ahead and start the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag tube. We'll start with the pre-check-ins tonight, starting with KA3JCA, Richard in Simpsonville, KA4JCA, Sally in Simpsonville, KA4ACL, Ashley in Simpsonville, and K3DOV, Upstate Anderson Radio Club in Simpsonville, KM4JWP, Brian in Rutherfordton, North Carolina, W4FCM, Fred in Travelers Rest, N4IEI, Miss Isla in Travelers Rest, W2AMD, Andy in Simpsonville, K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity, KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville, KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville, KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont, KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda in Piedmont, N4JBM, Jerry in Campobello, K4OIM, Walt in Inman, KF4NXY, David in Honeypath, AF4SX, Miss Marie in Honeypath, and KB2BYQ, that's Mr. Dave in Easley, KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors, KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer, N4ASW, Tony in Asheville, and WU2T, Mr. Rusty in Moore, South Carolina. Appreciate you guys using the pre-check function tonight. I had a call for EchoLink stations. I'll go ahead and check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, and via telephone relay tonight, KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick, on the way home tonight. All right. With that, we'll move up to EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
Welcome, KN4RJN. That's Mr. John and Brown Summit via EchoLink tonight. John, I have you down for some comments, and I'll swing around and get you here in just a little bit. All right, tonight being Tuesday night, we'll go ahead and start the RF portion. We'll start with India through Lima. Any station, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
UE. Listen to you, Chad. Thank you for calling the net for us. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be around for a comment. Hope everyone has had a good day and has a great night. 7-3.
Kilo 4, Juliet, Fox Foxtrot Oscar. This is James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Just about missed my time here, and I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
QE. Hope you and Miss Anna are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Anna. Good evening to you, everyone on the net. And thanks for calling the net, Chad. W4RW. No traffic, no comment.
QE. Echo, India 4, Lima Zulu India. JI4LZI. Ange, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
I recognize this group. I'm going to back up. I did have an announcement for the night. Sorry I missed that, but we'll go ahead and post it now before we recognize those chickens. Just like to remind everybody that Friday is Veterans Day, November the 11th, and if you're listening in tonight, I'll be calling the net on Friday in recognition of the veterans for Veterans Day this year. So we'd like for you to drop by, and we'd just your time to be recognized. Just want to make sure any veterans listening understand that. All right, with that, let me put a number on that. That's number 2, so we count that as traffic, 2. All right, we'll go ahead and recognize KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry and Greer. Larry, I have you down for some comments, sir, and I have a clock question. That's Donna, KC4MFK, and Greer. And Miss Donna, hope you are doing well. Also, we'd like to welcome KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid and Fletcher. Sid, hope you are doing well. Nice to hear from you tonight, sir. And KI, that's Mr. Andy in Table Rock. Andy, appreciate you dropping by tonight. All right, with that, we'll move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station, Mike through Papa. Please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and her daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm mobile in Piedmont tonight. Please also check in by telephone relay, Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha. His name's also Fred. That's my father. He's in Star Trek tonight. Going negative and negative tonight, Chad 73. See you, Miss Anna.
KO4NUE, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Recognize these calls. Just want to let you know, the Echo Link Station. I'll be there. Just get you here in just a second. Hang on, just a minute more. We'd like to welcome KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. She brings along her husband, Mr. Rick, KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. All in Piedmont. Miss Lorena, hope you are doing well. And tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4NNH, that's Mr. Fred in Piedmont. He brings along by relay his father, KI4MRA. Mr. Fred is well in StarTex. And KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. Lloyd, hope you are doing well tonight. Please tell Miss Tracy we said hello. All right, with that, we'll jump up to Echo Link Stations and Echo Link Stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, hello again, Chad. You will check in KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Chad, to yourself and the net. And do be sure and tell Miss Anna I said hello.
And I got you. Anna's waving back. She says hello back to you, Mr. Stephen in Greenwood, KA4PQA. Stephen, hope you were doing well tonight, sir. All right, with that, we'll Ask for one more call, Mike through Papa. Any other stations, Mike through Papa. Please call KO4NUE. We'll move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Check in KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
4NUE. This is Kilo Delta 4, Sierra, Romeo Romeo. Robert, fresh from the polls. I'm too tired to say anything tonight. I pulled a 16-hour day. But 73's to everyone else, and thanks to those who did exercise their God-given rights today. I'll be clear.
I have to recognize KO4QLG. That's Mr. Chris in Liberty. Chris, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And KD4SRR, that's Mr. Robert, fresh from the polls. Robert, appreciate you doing your civic duty for us today. All right, any other stations? Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE. Move on to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Any station, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee, Jim in Greenville.
November 1, X-ray Romeo Romeo. My name is Michael. I'm mobile in Simpsonville tonight. I'll be negative and negative.
I'd like to welcome KO4YHY. That's Mr. Jim in Greenville. And November 1, X-ray Romeo Romeo. That's Mr. Michael, mobiling around in Simpsonville tonight. Hope you guys are doing well. All right, any other stations, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Move on to the next group, which is Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KO4NUE.
Please check in K4AFT. That's Kilo 4 Alpha Foxtrot Tango. Michael in Central, negative and negative.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Julia Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4NUE. Good to hear you tonight. This is KI4DTY, Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee, Daniel N. Taylors.
Welcome K4AFT, that's Mr. Michael in Central. And W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave in Greer. KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt in Greenville. And KI4DTY, that's Mr. Daniel and Taylor. Daniel, nice to hear from you tonight, sir, and I hope you are doing well. All right, any other stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel. Any station, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
I got you. You might be the only one in that group, but I'll gladly take it. KC4EZN, Mr. Harry up in Candler. All right, any other stations, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE. The last group, which is Alpha through Zulu. I just want to let you know any new hams that are listening tonight, when I get through with Alpha 3 Zulu. If you're new and don't exactly know what to do to check into the net, just throw your call sign out there for you, and I'll take care of the rest. We'll make it nice and simple. So, all right, with that, Alpha through Zulu, any other stations, all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Net control. Kilo, Golf 4, Mike Uniform Kilo, Wayne and Seneca.
Gotcha, KG4MUK, Mr. Wayne and Seneca. I hope you're doing well tonight, sir. All right, any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Nothing heard, so we'll go ahead and ask for any new hams. Are there any new hams out there that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Just key the mic, say your call sign, and I'll take care of the rest. Please call KO4NUE. So with that, I'll make one more call, Alpha 3 Zulu, before we move on to the rag tube. Any other stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE. So we'll go ahead and close the formal portion down tonight. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for checking in on the net tonight. All stations wishing not to hang around for the rag tube may secure your station at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it has been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. We'll go ahead and move up to the rag tube. First on the stump is KN4RJN. That's Mr. John and Brown Summit. Go ahead, John. You got it.
KO4NUE, this is KN4RJN. Having any luck with your scope out there, Jeb?
This week, John, I've just been just so busy. I hadn't even had an opportunity to get down to the shop, really. I'm looking maybe Thursday. Maybe I can get down there and do a few things, but I've had to take care of some bunch of club business and things like that the past couple of days, so I've just been kind of swamped.
Is KN4RJN. Well, I understand that. In any event, tell Anna we've got a couple of shots at a meteor shower here. On Saturday, November 12th, is the Northern Torrids. Last time we had the Southern Torrids. And that will occur, let's see here. Northern Torrid Meteor Shower runs worldwide from October 20th to December 10th annually. Reaches its maximum on Saturday afternoon, unfortunately. November 12th in the Americas. All right, but it'll be off peak on Saturday morning before dawn and late Saturday evening. Those times the shower's radiance are near Pleiades, or the Seven Sisters cluster in Taurus, which is right just to the right of Orion, once you find him, and be above the horizon in a dark sky. It's a long-lasting weak shower, the second of two the consecutive showers, and derived from a passage of a comet, which I cannot pronounce, but its designation is 2P. They do have larger-than-average grain size, so they can produce some colorful fireballs. Typically around 5 meters per hour, a little less than that on the off peaks. Then, again, on the, let me slide down here, I believe it's the 21st. Come on, computer, do your thing here. On November 17th, Thursday, December 17th, all night, the Leonids meteor shower peaks. And that is up to 15 meters per hour, and that's the passage of the comet 55P, also known as Temple Tuttle, runs from November 6th to the 30th. It's going to peak on the 17th. Thursday evening in the Americas, at that time we will be passing through the densest part of the comet's debris train. And you should see some Leonids after dusk on Thursday evening, many with persistent trains. More meteors will appear on Friday in the hours just before dawn. When the radiant head of Leo, it will be highest in the southeastern sky. Unfortunately, we will have a fairly bright moon there, which rises about 1 a.m. local time, so that'll reduce the number of lighter ones that you can see, or fainter ones that you can see. But she's got two shots at that, so be sure and let her know about that. Let me break here for just a second. This is KN4RJN, and if you go out in the sky right after the net and take a look up at the sky, we've got a big, bright, beautiful moon up there. It was full yesterday, and it just about is today. Mars is trailing behind it. Jupiter is in front of it, and Saturn is also in front of it, and they're almost in a straight line. Well, a straight line, if you draw a line on the inside of a bowl, it will curve, but it's more or less a straight line on a curved surface. And those guys are all lined up, and up here we have clear as a bell skies, and I'm going to go out and take a look at that here after a bit, I think. Took my grandson out and put the scope out yesterday, and we spotted Mars and looked at Saturn and Jupiter and waited around long enough for Orion to get up and spotted the Orion Nebula, so we had a heat. I think he enjoyed it. In any event, if you can get your telescope stabilized, and if not, just take a go out with a good set of binoculars, or if you don't want to mess with that, just go out and look at the night sky this evening and see the planets lined up and see all the stars that you can see with the moon washing out a good portion of the, at this point, the eastern sky. But it is a big, bright, beautiful moon to take a look at. So everybody that can and has bright skies, go out and just look at the sky this evening.
Appreciate that. Actually, I think she commented when I checked you in that tonight was a blood moon. I think she's out there looking at it now with the binos. But appreciate the comments, and appreciate all the information about what's going on in the heavens. I know a lot of people out there really value that. So appreciate you letting us know about that, John. And you take care. If anything you need during the week, give me a holler. 73's Bud, and I'll see you on down the log. All right, any other stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Please check in, Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
Welcome, KN4CHY, that's Mr. Keith. All right, with that, we'll move on down the log to Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. Mr. Larry, go right ahead. You got it, sir.
QE, this is KK4JBQ. Pleasure to be here, and it is a pleasure to have you as our net control tonight. Well, I just want to say that it being election day, I did participate, and I found some startling things. Well, anything startles me, I think, but I found that my polling place was well-staffed, very pleasant people, and the new voting machines were just fascinating, really easy to use. I was convinced that they were secure. There was actual paper ballot, and I put it in a ballot box, you know, a big old secure locked-up ballot box. And while I'm on the subject, I wanted to give a personal thank you to Robert, who did dedicate his day. He got up at 4 o'clock this morning and worked the polls till 7. Thank you, Robert, for your contribution. We all benefit from sacrifices like that. Hope you get a good night's rest. Oh, well, it's been a mighty good day. Right after voting, Donna and I went and had between breakfast and lunch, so that'd be a brunch, right? And I had a delicious meal, an omelet and grits. I just love grits. Grits, you know, you can do so much with grits. And I did. I put a pat of butter in it and I poured some syrup on it, and Donna just was so wide-eyed. She says, "You really like that?" I said, "Honey, that's grits. That's just next to Mama's milk." And she just didn't understand what I was talking about. Donna is originally from New York State, upper New York State, around Watertown. And, well, so that was a very good start to the day. Then I got a call from a friend, another ham, that I hadn't spoken with in a while, and it was a delightful conversation. This is a marvelous group of people to belong to. I found some really marvelous friends in this group. We all operate radios, but you know, that's really not the most important thing we do. We are a friend and a benefactor, sometimes an elder, to other people. And I've not found one, not one among you folks that don't deserve to be your friend. And you've extended your friendship to me, and I thank you all for that. Okay, well, I'll stop talking and let you go for a while, Chad.
And UE with KK4JBQ on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Larry, I'm glad you enjoyed the grits. That is a fine meal, especially with butter. But at any rate, I got a clock question for you real quick, if you got just a second. I've got a wind-up 24-hour clock here that I brought home from Iraq, and I cleaned it and got it working and so on and so forth, but it's a little slow, and it's got a dial on it where I can adjust the speed it up or slow it down, but I don't know which way to go with it. It's got an F on top and a little brass wheel and a S on the bottom, which I'm assuming is fast or slow. But I've been messing with it for a couple of days and can't seem to figure out which way to go with it. So to speed it up, do I go toward the F or away from the F?
KK4JBQ with KO4NUE. The best I can tell from what you said there is that you go toward the F for faster. And what you didn't tell me there, which might help me understand what I'm looking at, in my mind, is what sort of escapement does it have? Initially, I thought maybe you were talking about a pendulum clock, but no, I guess not. So then you might be talking about an escapement that's made with, an escape pallet and spring. And in that case, the little wheel, well, you just maybe could help me with that much.
The best thing to do is just let me FaceTime with you tomorrow. I've been mucking around with this thing for a couple of days now, and I can't quite figure it out, but I'll eventually get it, because the clock's right two times a day, whether it's fast or slow. But I sure would like to get this thing pinned down, and I'm about tired of messing with it. But I'll FaceTime with you tomorrow so you can take a look and see what I'm seeing, because it's kind of hard to explain. But we'll just do that. That'd probably be best for both of us, we think.
Does give you a lot, a picture's worth a thousand words. So one thing that I might say that might be helpful to other people who are listening to this and have any interest in adjusting the clock that you have, the mechanical clock, and that is that regulating a clock is something that you do over maybe a couple weeks. Every day at the same hour, check the time on the clock, and against a good time source that you trust. And you don't necessarily have to keep a log or anything of this, but you want to creep up on it. and you want to get it to very much on time. You don't want to go past and have to back up. I mean, you're just doubling your effort when you do that. But you want to creep up to it and get it just where you want it and back away. It'd be all right if you didn't mesh with the winding of the clock. Just start this process with a full winding of the mainspring. And there you go. I'm assuming it's a mainspring-driven clock, right?
And you've got a key. You stick the key in it, and it, you know, it winds it up. But I'll give you a holler tomorrow, and get it. We'll get it. Maybe help me get it figured out.
I'll figure it out. This is something I'm well acquainted with. When I first started my career in watchmaking and that sort of thing, I worked for a fellow, and he was eager. When I walked in and said I wanted a job, he was eager to give me a job. And so I says, okay, we shook hands, and then he told me why he was eager. He had about 40 anniversary clocks, if you're aware of those things. They're usually under a dome, and they work with a suspension wire. It's actually a flat spring, but very thin. And the pendulum goes first, it twirls, first one way, and then another way, and one winding is supposed to last for a year, believe it or not. So that's why they call it an anniversary clock. Usually presented to someone on their anniversary, and wound every year on that day. Kind of romantic, isn't it? Well, when those things go out of kilter, and there can be several reasons for it, they are a bear. And he had those things, customers' clocks now, hanging all over the shop. He had them in the windows, and he had them on shelves, and he had them in front of the counter and behind the counter. They were everywhere. And I don't know if my eyes glassed over when he was telling me all this or what, but I knew right first, on the first day of work, what it was going to be about. Well, we got past all that, and he taught me a great deal. And I'm also glad to have known him. I don't imagine he's still living, but because he had a drinking problem, my goodness. He would come in just halfway. He would turn over 15 watches a day. He worked on the small ladies' watches. And when I graduated from anniversary clocks to watches, I would get the larger watches, the pocket watches and things like that. But we did a great business, and I'm just thankful that I knew him and that I worked there. I used that experience in three other jobs. He taught me well. Anyhow, back to you.
Well, good deal. I knew you worked on them and knew a little bit about them, so I figured I'd take a couple minutes and ask questions, but like I said, I think I'll just FaceTime with you, and we'll figure it out. But other than that, how was your day? I mean, pretty good day. I mean, you went out and had a brunch and checked in with us on the net. I'm assuming that's a good day, right?
Yes, a very good day. And, of course, that's not all. We got home. Donna went about some accounting work that she's doing for the church. And I spent a little time outside. It has changed a great deal. Well, first of all the leaves are gone on the trees around here. Another batch is down on the ground to be dealt with. But as I was looking up into that tree, just a skeleton of a tree, you know, it's filled out when it's full of leaves, and it's a skeleton. It used to be my mama's dread. This time of year, she didn't see it as the tree going asleep and preserving its energy by the sap going down. She didn't understand all that, and I didn't either at the time, so I couldn't comfort her. I always remember that in the fall. It made my mama sad. But anyway, I was looking through that tree, and then I noticed the sky beyond it. Beautiful, gorgeous, just as blue as a Texas bluebell. That's the state flower. It was just a gorgeous sky. And then later in the afternoon, I heard about the hurricane that's coming into another place I used to live in. I think it's going to make landfall in Jacksonville Beach about Friday. And oh, speaking of Friday, thank you for calling the Veterans Net. We'll call it that, the Veterans Net, on Friday. I thoroughly enjoyed it last year. It made me kind of well up, you know, inside, because I know there is no way to understand the sacrifice that you folks have given to all of us. Certainly appreciate it. And I'll give it back to you.
All right, Mr. Larry, you're right. I look forward to that every year. And I've worked a deal out with Richard where he's going to let me call Friday. And we'll just take a few minutes on the net and recognize all the veterans that served. Just recognize them. But other than that, Mr. Larry, you got anything else for us? If not, I'm going to move on down the log.
Well, for me, again, I want to thank John for his contribution to the net. I know I'm not the only one that just is thrilled every night when John comes on to speak to us. Thank you again, John. And thank you, Robert. And thank you, Chad, for what you do for us. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Here, tell Miss Donna we said hello, and I'll give you a holler tomorrow. All right, with that, are there any other stations, Alpha through Zulu? I got an Echo Link station up there, but let me make a call for any other stations, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. In Kilo, November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. KN4HTP, this is Wendy in Simpsonville. Please also check in my husband Mark, Whiskey 2 Mike Juliet Bravo, W2MJB. We'll be negative and negative, but I'll listen to what's left of the net. Good night.
Well, you got a CW station in there. Let me give it a shot. Give me your dot dits one more time. Let me see if I can get it.
Ahead and do it by voice there, Chad. I told you I was going to do that to you. Please check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic. Good evening to you, Miss Anna, and all on the net.
I suspected, but I wanted to hear it again, so I figured it was you, Gary. But anyway, let me go ahead and welcome Miss Wendy, KN4HTP. She brings along Mr. Mark, W2MJB. Hope you guys are doing well. And Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, and Miss Joy, K3JOY. Miss Joy, hope you are doing well tonight. Don't care that much about Gary. But I hope you're doing well, Joy. Gary, did you have any traffic for us tonight, sir?
What missed the comment there, Chad. I was talking to Joy, KI4DOS.
I said good evening to Joy, and wasn't going to say good evening to you, but just picking at you. But I just wondered if you had any traffic tonight, sir.
No traffic.
All right, any other stations, Alpha through Zulu? Alpha through Zulu, and then I'm going to move to Echo Link. Please call KO4NUE.
4NUE.
please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane. I'm just getting mobile on 85. No traffic, no table.
Got you, N4ZLK. Hope you have a good trip tonight, sir, and hope you are doing well. Appreciate you checking in with us. All right, we'll move up to EchoLink stations. EchoLink and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE. Off that, nothing heard, so I'll make one more call for Alpha 3 Zulu before I shut the net down. Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Heard? Have I missed anyone for comments or racked you? Please call KO4NUE.
3KI4DOS. I had to holler at you just a little bit. We had a good day over here on the plantation. I had to take Joy over to the dentist this morning and got that all taken care of. Came back home and then I had to go to the grocery store. I tell you what, I'd rather take a beating than go to the grocery store.
I went to Sam's yesterday, and they got this little app on the phone where you don't even have to go cash register in your buggy. And I got halfway through the thing. It's check your receipt, you know, kind of spot check your receipt, and at the door. But I got halfway through with my order and realized I put four or five things in there that I didn't scan. So I had to take everything out. I mean, it was a mess. And I thought for a minute, I'm just going to go see the cashier. I ain't messing with this. But the lines were just so long, I just said, well, might as well fix it. So I just had to take everything out and figure out what I scanned and didn't, and told the lady at the door. You know, I said, look, here's what I did. I might have messed up, you know. And she just kind of looked at me funny, and she said, okay, well, we'll check behind you. She checked two things, and out the door I was gone. She didn't care, you know, one way or the other. But, you know, I know what you mean. It's just and it's going to get worse for the holidays, just a lot of people.
True, but, you know, we'll deal with it. We've dealt with it this long. We can deal with it for another few days. Ain't no big deal. But got all the groceries done and got shopping done, got back here and got it all put back in taken out of the car and put in the proper places in there in the kitchen and whatnot. And so that made the afternoon go a little better. Joy's sitting in there in the chair with her feet propped up and reading a book. And I was in there, we're reading the same book, believe it or not. I didn't realize we were reading the same one, but turned out that way. I asked her, I said, I don't know why my bookmarks keep disappearing. And she said, are you reading so-and-so? I said, yeah. She said, what page are you on? And I told her, and she said, I just removed that bookmark a few minutes ago. I said, well, don't do that anymore. Makes me lose my place. But we have a good giggle over that. And this morning, my neighbor behind me back there, he's got his own company, and they come to his house before they leave. And I saw this big old dude throw some stuff over the fence, and my dog started eating it. So this was about 7 o'clock this morning. I walked out there and told him, I said, don't be throwing stuff over the fence to feed my dogs. And he was pretty nice about it, so I thought that was okay, you know. But I'm going to get up in the morning and watch and see if he does it again.
Throwing food scraps?
Yeah, throwing food scraps over the fence. It wouldn't have been bad. In reality, I don't want anybody feeding my dogs but me to start with, but... if he hadn't thrown the papers that came from Burger King or someplace like that, over the fence as well, because I have to pick up the papers. And so I went back out there later this afternoon and went out there around the barn and found some more papers where they had thrown stuff over. I just wadded all the paper up and throwed it back over the fence. And I'll tell my neighbor that I did it, because he'll wonder where it came from.
You can't be doing that. That's not good. You don't know what's in the food either. I mean, it could hurt the dogs or make them sick or whatnot. But you know, it'd be throwing stuff over the fence anyway. But I get what you mean. You know, I don't like nobody feeding the animals here. And me and Shane was talking about that last night on the radio, as a matter of fact. But, you know, you're kind of particular about what they eat. And, you know, old food sometimes ain't a good thing, especially with trash in it.
One dog poisoned, unfortunately. Somebody drove some stuff over the fence. That wasn't too long after we moved over here. Well, I guess it was a couple of years or so, but a lot of people don't like German Shepherds, and I'm sorry about that, but mine are inside a fence, and they don't get out of the fence. I keep them inside, and they bark a little bit, and that aggravates people, but other people around me got dogs, and they bark, and that bothers me, so, you know, dog barking don't bother me. Well, I say it bothers me. It doesn't really bother me. It's annoying sometimes. But if you leave the dog alone and don't speak to it or talk to it and holler at it and that sort of thing, the dog will quit barking and go about his business, you know. So I just ignore it best I can.
Monday, we had a little bit of excitement around here. We got two young kids that's got some dirt bikes. Oh, I don't know, they're probably 8, 10 years old, you know, pretty young fellas. And they've taken it upon themselves that it's okay to come out here and ride dirt bikes. So Dad's been after them for a couple weeks, you know, trying to catch them. Well, he called them the other day, coming in the driveway. So they was coming out when he was coming in, and he saw them ahead of time. So he just, put the truck sideways in the driveway so they couldn't get out. And they just rode right by him and just, you know, he's hollering at them to stop. And one of the boys, you know, left a nice little gesture when he walked by, and so he come out here furious. I mean, just, you know, furious. And you've got to find these boys. I'm tired of this. This blah blah blah. This, that, and other. So it took me Monday. It took me half a day, but I found them. Found out where they live. And stopped and had a talk with their mother for 10 or 15 minutes. And she wasn't none too happy about it, as far as, I mean, she didn't like it, because, I said something to her about, you know, her boys riding the dirt bikes. And she won't know if I own the property. And I just looked at her real funny, and I just told her, I said, "Ma'am, keep your children off drive, keep your children off the property." And you know, you just, the point is, you gotta be careful with stuff like that, because whether it's food or dirt bikes, it doesn't matter. You know, you just, at some point, it's a point of respect, and you just, you know, got to pay attention to it. But anyway, I found them, had a talk with them, and that seemed to settle Dad down for a little bit. So we'll see. I suspect they'll be back, but we'll see.
You nicer than I am. If they'd done it two or three times on my property, I know what I'd have done. I'd have went out there and stretched me a rope across the driveway, and next time I heard them come in, I'd go out there and sit on one side of the the driveway with the rope, and when they come flying back out of there, I jerked that rope tight and let it clothesline them. And then when their parents came down there and got them because they were skinned up and all this, I said, well, you know, I had a talk with you and I had a talk with them, and it don't seem to be doing any good, so I just figured I'd teach them a little lesson real quick.
Piano wire.
Hi, this is KO4NUE with KI4DOS.
Well, like I said, it's some kind of something all the time, and you gotta stay on your toes. You know what the farm looks like out here. We got 13 people that border the property, and every time somebody sells, you know, their land or home or whatever, they send a surveyor out here. And there's one corner original deed has got a on it where the pen is. And it never fails. Every time a surveyor comes out here, they drive a new pen on the ground. They'll be east or, you know, they never seem to get it right. And, you know, you have to go out there and, you know, say something to them, and then neighbor gets riled up and, you know, just cause all kind of problems. But, you know, you just got to be careful with stuff like that, because it's constantly somebody's trying to encroach or somebody's, you know, I'm the lead rooster now, and, you know, I just, me and Dad just sit back and laugh, you know. I figure as long as you got a bobcat and a front end loader, you pretty much put that pen where you want, the way I'm seeing it, surveyor or not.
Well, you got a good point there. But, no, I understand about the surveyors. Had a couple out here around my place. That one guy came out and he didn't know what he was doing. I mean, I don't know how he got his surveyor's license. But then we called another fellow, a friend of ours. He's done survey work for us several different times. And he takes his time and he shoots two or three different angles and this, that, and the other. And especially if he can't find the pen. And the last time he came out and surveyed the property, and when he got through, he came up to me and he said, did you know you owned a fire hydrant? And I said, no. He said, well, it's on your property, and I don't think they've got right of way. I said, well, that's all right. He can sit out there. It's not bothering me any. And I said, besides, if something happens around here, it's real close to the house. So he kind of giggled about it. But he carried me out there and showed me where the pen actually is, and the water line and the fire hydrant are on my property. And I said, well, how about that? Maybe I could charge the water company record.
It's KO4NUE with KI4DOS. A couple years ago, I had hired a surveyor to come in and do some survey work for me. And he'd been there all day, and I said, well, let me ride down there and check on him, see, you know, what's going on. Well, I saw his truck, but didn't see him nowhere around. I walked all over the place and didn't see him. I started getting worried about him. And went up to the fishing pond, and there he is, got the transit set up at the fishing pond, leaned up against a tree, and he's up there fishing. He's fishing in the pond, had a big old stringer full of fish, and I just kind of walked up on him. He said, uh-oh, he said, I'm in trouble. And I said, well, maybe. I said, hey, I hope you're not charging me by the hour. I said, how long you been up here fishing? And he said, well, I've been here long enough to catch all these. And I didn't say nothing to him. But I gave him a fit when I got the bill.
you know, just aggravated, called him on the phone. I said, how many hours you bill me on here when you's up there fishing? And he just laughed, you know. But, I mean, I wasn't angry or nothing with him, but we just thought it was funny because he got caught. He knew. But I caught him red-handed.